It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode of Gators Breakdown is brought to you by MyBookie. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use our promo code Gators on your first deposit of $50 or more to redeem a cash bonus of up to $200.
Want more Gators Breakdown? Join Gators Breakdown Plus. Starting at $3 a month, get access to unique episodes, plus a blog, chat room, giveaways, shout-outs, and more. Gators Breakdown Plus is furthering the interaction with fans and listeners like you. Head to GatorsBreakdown.supportingcast.fm to join Gators Breakdown Plus today. Gators Breakdown. Because there's never a dull moment in Gator Nation.
The Gators Breakdown Podcast is ready to go. I'm your host, David Waters. You can find me on Twitter at GatorDave_SEC. Coming at you right on the heels of a big time commitment for the Gators this 2024 class. Getting off to a great start. This time it is linebacker Adarius Hayes committing to the Florida Gators, giving the Gators four commits for the 2024 class. So, hey, about as good of a start as you could ask for. Hey, and almost coming at you right here, just some good news finally. You know, the Jaden Rashada, the end of the class of 2023, the end of the season, you know, the news hasn't been the best the last few weeks, couple months here in Gator Nation, but we saw the foundation of this 24 class already built in that time. Time to build on it. This was one we were really looking forward to this weekend, second weekend in a row that he visits, and boom, Adarius Hayes is now committed to the Florida Gators. So, of course, we'll get into the type of player he is. A little bit of a storyline background here for Hayes, but man, 2024 class, and it needs it. No hiding behind it. We know this class needs to be better than the transition class and the bump class. We kind of pinpointed this class a bit, especially with the start. You know, I've pinpointed this class anyway. That 2023 class had the chance to be maybe pushed right outside of top five. I never believed top five should have been top 10, but we kind of know some things along the way in the process. But this was the class where all the relationships, all the learning from your mistakes in 23, all the just kind of building on the last year of Billy Napier. This, to me, the 24 class has to be there. Great start for Billy Napier and the staff for building this 2024 class, and we'll get into it. But, hey, everybody, the conversation's going on like crazy right now. On Gators Breakdown Plus, the Discord, all the excitement. And there was a lot of talk about this one on the Discord. We've got that recruiting channel going. Of course, that's the most popular channel going right now. Link is in the description to join Gators Breakdown Plus. But if you want to have some more conversations with some Gator fans, I'm, of course, in there hopping and having conversations in there too. But this was the one, and I'll get into it a bit. A little bit of leeriness with this commitment and the conversation we were going on there of, hey, this is the second weekend in a row Hayes is visiting Gainesville. It's time to close the deal. Gators did it right here. And that was a lot of the conversation going on in the last week. So there was a lot of talk the last couple of days right there on that Discord about, all right, it's time to shut that door. Let's go do it. A lot of excitement there. Go talk to some more Gator fans right there on Gators Breakdown Plus, that Discord server. Hey, those are a happier mood right now. So, all right, everybody, before we get into the commitment of Hayes right there, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. Really helps us right here on Gators Breakdown, trying to grow even more coming up, and got some working on some things. Need all the support right here I can get on Gators Breakdown. One way to do it, if you're joining us live or if you're watching the replay on YouTube, see that like button, hit it. If you haven't subscribed, do so. Let's grow it even more right here on Gators Breakdown. All right, Gator Nation, you know how we do it right here on these commitment episodes. Gator Nation, we got to commit. And this time, it is linebacker Adarius Hayes, 6'4", 210 pounds from Largo, Florida. Hey, he's the second commit. Four commits for the Gators in this 24 class, but he's the second commit from the state of Florida. And as you see right here, a four-star, highly rated four-star on the 24/7 Sports Composite and the On3 Consensus. 24/7 Sports does list him as an edge, but that wouldn't change because he plays edge in high school. We'll make that transition to linebacker coming up here, but the Gators team has a middle linebacker, Bateman coming in and getting the job done here. But four-star, 24/7 Sports Composite. Hey, look, he's the 61st overall ranked player in the class of 2024, the 7th ranked edge, so a top 10 position player you get here. Hey, and just a little bit higher on the On3 Consensus. Now, look, the difference is, of course, these are averaging all the services out there, but the way they average the four are different. I believe On3 is all split equally. 24/7, I believe, puts a little more stock in their own rankings, but still include all four in that. So that's why you see some differences here. On3, as I said, the consensus here, a little higher, 55th ranked overall player and the 6th ranked linebacker in the class of 2024. On3 did offer this analysis of Adarius Hayes, inside linebacker prospect who is an excellent processor and has quick trigger. Possesses stopping power when meeting ball carriers in the hole, quality free blitzer from the inside backer position or off the edge, has some tightness in his hips, can get stuck in quicksand a bit when changing direction. One of the older prospects in the 2024 recruiting cycle. So, of course, quality free linebacker from that inside backer position. I mean, we saw that a lot from Amari Burney in this system this past year. But also you got the experience on the edge here. And he could be versatile, but he's mainly going to be an inside backer for the Gators. Have to make that transition. Maybe a little time needed there for going from edge to inside backer. But one more time, inside linebacker prospect, excellent processor, has quick trigger. And this is the one I like. Possesses stopping power when meeting ball carriers in the hole. And now we know how much tackling has been an issue with this Gators defense. It continued under Patrick Toney and this new staff. I've said, it means a lot when guys have been able to show that they can tackle and come in right away with that mindset. That's a mindset of tackling sometimes. And look, college football's changed, and you don't get that all those practices to practice this, and you want to get players to stay healthy, and there's so much safety involved now. And, now it's just more about the mindset of being able to tackle. Can you develop it a little bit? Yeah, I mean, Georgia has no problem developing players to tackle. That's one of the things I look at Georgia's defense all the time and just impressed with how much they don't miss tackles. I mean, it can be developed. But first of all, you've got to be able to do your homework on top of players that play that way as well. But credit Jay Bateman here. Hopped on this one quick after he was hired. But some flexibility here as they see him, traditional Mike linebacker, middle linebacker. Yeah, but also with that edge experience, and you can move him around in obvious passing situations, hey, he can come off the edge. Like that speed there, too. But this was one hard to see. This is one we've pinpointed even before the visit last weekend, and then announcing, hey, I'm coming back to Florida for a second straight weekend, even before the last two weekends. Took a visit to Notre Dame as well. This was one that we were pointing to. I mean, this is one you had to get. You know, and hey, look, as I mentioned, there was a thought here of this can't be the continuation of a storyline that we have from the 23 class where we had all these guys visit on campus and maybe trending Florida and you were feeling good and they're on campus over and over and over again and then they don't commit. Not this time. This is one the staff shut down. And not only that, a position of need for the Gators. Hit the transfer portal pretty hard for linebackers in recent weeks. But we know you had to get elite high school linebackers to build this thing moving forward. You got Jade Robinson in the last class. That was about it. That was it for high school linebackers. You had your options. You missed in 23 on some of the Pup Howards and the LeBlancs. And, of course, those situations of visiting on campus or in the position of need of linebacker and just not getting them. Malik Bryant. But of course, identified this one early. Early on. In the state of Florida. Get him on campus. Get the job done. Did it right here. As I mentioned, of course, coming back for a second straight weekend. The headliner of the class, DJ Lagway, is going to be in on campus in the 24 class. Around other prospects as well. But being there with the cog of the 24 class, the key of the 24 class, DJ Lagway at quarterback. And this is what we were looking for all week. Cannot get through this weekend and not land this one. I wouldn't have been too concerned personally. But I get it if you were, based off of the situations of the 23 class of getting guys on campus over and over again. When's he going to pull the trigger? When's he going to pull the trigger and the trigger never happens? Not this time.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So class of 24. Let's look at it right quick. Four commits for the Gators. And just look at the quality. If you're watching on the YouTube version, got it posted up for you. But Gators commits for the class of 2024. Four of them, but of course it starts, as I mentioned, at the top, quarterback DJ Lagway, the 24th overall prospect on 24/7, 21st on On3. And then let's not forget now, Darius Hayes, linebacker. That's what they're going to have him as, but I just told you how highly rated he was, and you can see it here, but it compares to Miles Graham. A second linebacker already in this Gator class, of course. 30th overall on 24/7. 36th overall on On3. So you get Jaden Robinson in the class of 2023, and this was a position we knew the Gators had to target. And not only numbers-wise, but you get the start of two top 60 players here at the linebacker spot for the Gators. Miles Graham. 30 and 36 on 24 on 3 comparatively, respectively. Darius Hayes, 61st and 55th, respectively, on 24/7 and on 3. I mean, the Gators identified linebacker, needed to hit it, and got it done. Now, of course, I say got it done. We know these are commits. Everything can change, or everything can change. Let's speak for what it is right now. Gators have identified an issue at linebacker and have hit the position hard with two top options at the position. And then running back Chauncey Bowens as well, the fourth prospect in Elite One, I expect to rise. He's getting a lot of attention from the big-time schools right now. Georgia highly interested right now in Chauncey Bowens. He's a 278th player on 24/7 and a 287th ranked player on On3. Three of the four in the top 60, all four in the top 300. And I do expect Bowens to rise here. But compare it to 23. So the highest rated player was Kelby Collins. That's the 42nd ranked player. Kamari Wilson in the class of 22, Billy Napier's first class, he was the 44th ranked player. So you got 42 and 44. And you got two players right here in this 24 class that are ranked higher than those two. Kelby Collins came in at 42. Jaden Rashada would have been the highest, but of course, not happening. So right now, just based off of who's coming in, Kelby Collins, a 42nd ranked player overall in the last class of 2023. Billy Napier's highest ranked. You got Lagway at 24 on 24/7. You got Miles Graham at 30, both ranked higher than Kelby Collins. So Billy Napier's top two recruits, top two commits, are on the horizon in the 2024 class. As I kept mentioning, I've pinpointed this class right here to be the class. Now, that means we have to adjust expectations for a timeline of how this is going to work for Billy Napier. A little bit of patience probably involved to see the fruits of this 2024 class. But it's going to be this class. This is going to be the linchpin class, I think, for Billy Napier and how his tenure at University of Florida will go. Yes, development matters. Yes, all that stuff, but you got to develop the top guys. You got to get the top guys. So Lagway and Graham were already a great start. Those two, even before today, the top two players Billy Napier has ever recruited at Florida, going into his third class. And then you add to Darius Hayes, who's the 61st. So 24th, 30th, and 61st for the top three guys in the class of 24. The top three guys in 23, the last class, Kelby Collins was 42, Jakeem Jackson was 55. So almost you got your three here with Lagway, Graham, and Hayes around the level of two of the last class. Aiden Mazzell was the third ranked player in the last class at 102. So in 2023, the last class, Collins at 42, Jakeem Jackson at 55, Aiden Mazzell at 102. Compare that to 24 with Lagway at 24, Miles Graham at 30, Darius Hayes at 61. So your top three players are in the top 60. Your top three players in the last class, basically top 100. Improvement right there at the top of the class for Billy Napier and the staff. Big credit to Jamar Chaney. Big credit to Bateman getting this one done. I liked what I saw from the development of the linebacker on the field last year. Ventrell Miller and Amari Burney played better. Amari Burney to me was a much better player last year. I know he's not getting all the accolades and all that, but he was a better player than he's ever been last year under Bateman than he was with the previous staff. Putting his head in there, creating turnovers. He struggled that first game versus Utah? Of course. A lot of people are. I mean, those Utah tight ends, and we'll see it again just coming up here in 24, of just how impressive those tight ends are for Utah. Every linebacker in the world is going to have trouble carrying those guys. Made the game-winning play, and I thought Mari Burney played much better. I ain't sitting here and calling him an elite linebacker or anything. Don't expand on what I'm saying. You're going it that far, but he was a better But I was impressed with the improvement that we saw from him. Even though the whole defense was pretty bad, he was a much better player. And there was questions about, hey, what's going on with linebacker recruiting? Don't get me wrong. There were some misses in 23 in that class. Believe me, none closer. I was close to Grayson and Pup Howard here in Jacksonville, and there wasn't one player I wanted more in this 2023 class for the Gators than him. It stunk to miss him. I hated it. I wanted him to be in orange and blue so bad. And there were concerns of missing on players like him and others. I like Jaden Robinson and his name. He's not an instant impact guy at linebacker, a developmental piece coming up. Gators got some transfers. Don't have to thrust him in. But now with Graham, Hayes, two top 60 players, two of the top linebackers in the country, you come in here and getting it fixed right away, Jay Bateman, with this next class. Nice rebound. Identify an issue, fix it. So what happened here? And one more time, just getting the storyline of the if you want to call it stink of so many guys visiting over and over and over again in the last cycle, getting to shut it down here. Off to a faster start in this class, which you would expect that. Billy Napier's been on the job a year now, a little over a year now. These relationships should start paying off. The identification, the evaluation. You got more time now with these kids. You're not playing catch up anymore in the 2024 class. So be able to identify and evaluate your players of who you want and go get them. We should start seeing the benefits of all that. And how do you get them to shut it down? Look, we know NIL is going to be a huge part of this. Absolutely. Always going to be. There's still what could be the tiebreaker after NIL. Where do I have the best relationships? Where can I go get developed? Then that's, you know, that stuff's going to matter more to some other prospects, and NIL is going to matter more to others. All that stuff combined is going to make the difference. Just the percentages of it might be a little bit different for certain prospects. So now you got the relationship for the last year. Time to start capitalizing on it. And a great start right here in 24 for that. Excited to see where this class goes. You got your quarterback in early to help and build the rest of the class. And I've always said, and I'm a big believer, stars want to play with stars. So you get this thing rolling early for the 24 class. Get most of these guys in before the season even starts. And then we can kind of weigh, you know, if the season doesn't go the way we want, well, most of the time, if you get the class built beforehand, you're not going to have this great big mass exodus, I don't think. So try and build this class, and it may not matter so much what the results on the field are. In your first year, I don't think it really matters all that much anyway. I've said that over and over again. The further away you get from year one, the results on the field probably start mattering a little bit more. So build this class early. Let these guys want to play together. Results on the field may not matter as much. As Will Miles has stated pretty well, and it usually works out pretty good, that average player ranking that you have going into August and mid-August into the season usually plays out that way throughout the process and how you finish. And right now, this 24 class for the Gators, let me pull it up, then we'll call it right here. It is seventh in the country, way early. Don't get me wrong. We know how early this changes. But your players that are at the top of 24 right now, as far as teams go, well, we know, I mean, Georgia's right now number one with 8 commits. There's double Florida commits already. They're not going anywhere. LSU's got 8 commits. They're not going anywhere. Florida State's got 9 commits. We'll see if they can build on a good season by them. They may be turning it around under Mike Norvell. This last class, I didn't capitalize on it like I Maybe they should have, but maybe their 24 class will be something to write home about. They got 9 commits already. They're third. Notre Dame, last good class last time. They already got 7 commits for 24. They're not going anywhere. Alabama's at number 5 with 5 commits. They're not going anywhere. Texas Tech at number 6. So there you go. There's the first team you get to. They're not going to stay there. And then here comes Florida at number 7. 4 commits. With an average ranking, 96.04. Now, that's not going to stay there. not 96.04. But that's what you're looking for. I mean, Georgia's average at number 1 right now, 95.82, with 8 commits. Like I said, Florida has half of that. Does have a higher average, but it's not going to stay there when you start adding some more players. Bama, 95.47. So Florida's got the highest average right now at number 7. 4 commits. 1 5-star with DJ Lagway, 3 4-stars the rest of the way. But South Carolina, number 8. They're recruiting better. Team you got to play. I mean, the teams I just listed, Georgia, LSU, Florida State, Alabama, either in your conference or you play them. In your state, it's Florida State as well. Morgan's at number 9 already with 4 commits. They're not going to go anywhere. Ohio State, number 12 with 3 commits. They're not going anywhere. You know, so a good start that you're going to need. You're going to need. Georgia's already off to their fast start. LSU's already off to their fast start. Florida State's already off to their fast start. Alabama as well. So good here for Florida to get off to a great early start. That can't be overstated. All right, guys, before I sign off, of course, hey, championship weekend right here in the NFL. Get in on the action at MyBookie. You can make these games a whole lot more fun. The AFC championship game, the NFC championship game. And MyBookie gives you the most for your money with a redesigned deposit bonus. Just use promo code Gators on a deposit of $50 or more to receive a cash bonus instantly to your MyBookie account. Using this bonus is simple. Bet your deposit amount just once, and you're ready to cash out. No strings attached with MyBookie. It's conference championship weekend. Take advantage. So you can bet on the NFL. All the UFC coming up as well. A share of big cash prizes in the weekly online black tournaments. Blackjack tournaments. MyBookie has it all. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and win like MyBookie. So bet on anything, anytime, anywhere at MyBookie. All right, everybody. Thanks for hopping on right here. Kind of the breaking news episode. Gators, Adarius Hayes, big time linebacker commit for the Gators. Hey, this one's about time for some good news. About time for some good news, Gator Nation. Excited for this one. Excited, excited, excited. Let's go. That'll do it for this episode of Gators Breakdown. I'm your host, David Waters. You can find me on Twitter at GatorDave_SEC. Guys and girls out there, thank you for joining me right here on Gators Breakdown.